Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing...
All three judges are in favour of the winner and the new Commonwealth lightweight champion from...
Sean Dodd gets it. Wider on the cards than we had it.
Introducing...
The winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
No Dodson today, but Masha never lets you down. Morning to you, Masha.
Morning, Steve.
It's a big week, isn't it, boxing-wise, because of everything that's going on, of course, at Bramall Lane. So a couple of massive fights taking place. On the undercard, we spoke a little bit about it last week, of course, is our lad.
Fowler.
Anthony Fowler.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing thing when you make your pro debut, isn't it? Even later in life, at a later stage.
Yeah.
I suppose there's some sort of similarities in the way that you came to the fore at a bit of an older age in the boxing ring.
Yeah, you know, he's on a big stage, so straight away everyone's going to see, tune in. Mm. It's going to be a bigger crowd drawn to it, and he's a name as well. So, you know, all eyes will be on him, and there'll be a bit of pressure on him as well because he's done so well in the amateur ranks, but. He always stressed about it, and people do. You can see it. He is more adapted to the pro game. When he lost in the,
Why do people say that? What's so different?
Because the amateurs. Well, he boxed in the final. I think it was the Olympic final. He got silver, didn't he? Did he or bronze?
Let me Google that.
Go on, Steve.
Let me find out in a minute. Go on.
He was, you know, you're looking at you. He was destined to go all the way. Because he's that good, and he got beat. But I think he got beat in the semis because he got bronze. I think
bronze.
Yeah, because the man who beat him had the typical amateur style. He was just busy from the off, in and out. Just you know, you only got three rounds, isn't it? Still only three rounds.
So he got bronze at the World Championships and gold at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow.
So it was the World Championships. I think it was. Well, that was his last competition. Yeah, I think that was his last one. Yeah. And the kid who beat him went on and won gold. And he was just typical amateur. He was in and out and he was busy from the off. Whereas the pros, which Fowler was doing at the time, and that's how he's always boxed, is more slowed down. You know, your feet are planted. You're not bouncing around as much. Because the rounds are longer. Or sorry, you get more rounds. So you can take your time and build into it. Set shots up and sort of... You know, work out your opponent. When you only got three rounds, it's about just getting in, letting the shots go, scoring the points, winning the round, and getting out, in and out. It's like a sprint. But as the pro games, it's more of a marathon run. So you got to, like, be tactical about it. And Fowler is more of a tactical fighter. And it will suit him. Fingers crossed, he'll probably be one of the best. Callum Smith, again, he was the same. Callum was the same type. Style as a Fowler, you know, planted feet, pick his shot, take his time. I remember when they both boxed in the Echo Arena, there was a bit of a rivalry going on, and they had like a box off to whoever won went to the Olympics or something like that.
It was Callum.
Callum won, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Callum just kept his cool, and Fowler let it all get to him, let the build up get to him, and. Fowler went out sort of winging shots and Callum kept it tight and just picked shots nice, you know, and won the fight. And you can see Fowler was kicking himself for, you know, getting beat mentally. But Callum was something else on the night. And look what Callum's done now as well. He's just adapted to the pro ranks just like a natural. And I think Fowler will follow in the footsteps.
Well, Anthony's got loads of experience under his belt, of course. And he's cousin of Robbie Fowler.
Yeah.
As well, so sporting family. Yeah. Right, Kell Brook, of course, is the main event on the card, and he's fighting Errol Spence at Bramall Lane on Saturday, defending the IBF World Welterweight title. The concern with Kell Brook is perhaps the surgery on his broken eye socket. Does that play any part in his psychology? Is he thinking about that at all? I mean, because that's quite a serious injury, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's to the face as well. And he won't really know or understand the because obviously he's been sparring, but he's been sparring with an egg guard on. and obviously 18-ounce gloves. So when that head guard comes off and he gets, you know, there's a time when his feet stay planted and he gets it with an 8-ounce glove, with, you know, with the hands wrapped, it's a different feeling altogether.
So he might think it's healed and everything's fine, but you're not really going to know until you get hit flush.
No. There's guaranteed there won't be, he won't be standing in camp now going, go on, give me a crack with 8-ounce gloves on and no air guard just to see what happens. Because you don't want to risk it. You don't want to risk it. You know, you don't want to get smashed again, do you? And just trying something out. You just let it heal and hope for the best. So it's going to be playing on his mind. But it might work in his favour because he might even be more head movements. His defence might be more better because he won't want to take that shot. He'd be worried about it.
So you're Errol Spence. Are you thinking, right, that's you're thinking that's my target. That's what I'm going
straight
for.
Straight away. If you if you can see something that's going to give you any sort of advantage, you jump on it. And that would be the first thing. Errol Spence, I don't think people really understand how big of a fight this is, especially for Kell Brook, because Errol Spence is something special. He's a real talent. He's sort of flew under the radar. It seems to be now that boxers don't really get known now until they come to England and box, because that's where it's all happening.
This is the epicentre of it all, isn't it?
Yeah. We've sort of took the crown now from him. They've got the MGM. But it's happening over here. You've got to take your hat off to Eddie Hearn. You know, he's staging the big ones. Even Frank Warren and all the other promoters, they're all staging now. You know, to be honest, as much as the pros, it's the boxers, the lads, you know what I mean, the team. England, the Britain itself, you know, it's flying at the minute. So
the whole thing's gone so showbiz, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
Brook himself, you've got to remember, the last time we saw him fight was when he moved up 2 weight classes to fight Gennady Golovkin, which was a massive ask in itself, wasn't it? Suffered his first career defeat. So he's actually come back down in weight now. I'm just looking at the weights. Needs to be 13 pounds lighter than when he weighed in against Golovkin.
And that 13 pound, if you looked at when he went up that weight, he went up that weight thinking that he was going to stay there. So he'd done it all scientifically and it was all muscle he put on. It's hard to lose muscle. Like, it's all right losing, shedding a bit of fat and burning it off.
Yes, how do you manage muscle loss?
But muscle loss is going to be, it's going to have to be a scientifically way of doing it, you know. But
because the way I'd lose muscle is don't train.
Yeah, he just eats away at you. Yeah. Well, the way you sort of lose muscle as well is by training at high intensity, but not really eating the protein, because the protein what builds and keeps the muscle. So he's going to be training hard, but he's not going to be eating as much protein as he'd like to, because he's going to want to lose that muscle. So he's training to lose strength.
That's the hardest possible way to do it.
Yeah,
isn't it?
He's coming down 2 weights. It's not easy. And he went up 2 weights scientifically, building muscle to stay at that weight, because he thought he was going to do it. And because he is that good, Kell Brook, he thought, you know, I'll do this and or I'll perform and I'll stay there. But as much as people said he performed, I think he only performed as well as he did because Golovkin led him in a sense. You know, Golovkin, that's the worst defence I've seen of Golovkin. I know Kell's good, but he was sort of, he was letting him hit him because it weren't hitting him. He knew he was letting him hit him to say, go on, hit me with what you can. You know, it's not going to work. I'm going to break your heart and then I'm going to hit you and then I'm going to break your eye socket. I'm going to start breaking your face, basically. And that's not
these
nice.
Are different levels of boxing, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Meeting in the ring there.
Yeah.
If you think about it, so this is the 4th defence of the belt that he won from Sean Porter in 2014 for Kell Brook. But if you take into account the fact that the likes of Sugar Ray Leonard is saying that Spence is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know,
he is.
You wonder whether the belt might be ripped away from him this weekend.
There's reports of I think him going back down in a natural weight is going to be a big help to Kell, because now he's been up there and his body's had that strength behind him. That might, if it's done right, that could be a bit of a, you know, benefit to him. Because he should still feel that the feeling of being a big, strong lad at that weight, and that can give him confidence. But that Errol Spence, just reports of what he's done to Mayweather, and people can't hit Mayweather, but he's meant to have put Mayweather on his back, you know. And he's impeccable defence, Mayweather, but this Errol Spence is, you've seen Tony, the way Tony was. you know, his toes were curling and his hands, and he was getting all, you know, he was excited.
He was, wasn't
this,
he?
Yeah, this is going to be a, should be a thrilling fight.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.